You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. In just 2 weeks, Young Living members will arrive in Salt Lake City, Utah from all across the world for the 2017 International Grand Convention. We thought this would be the perfect time to share our suggestions from last year for some of our favorite Salt Lake City spots. Hosted by myself and Trent Morrison, in this episode we share everything from delicious restaurants to incredible architecture and outdoor spaces so you can make the most of your time outside of your jam-packed convention schedule.
Up first is the Salt Lake City Public Library. To get a better perspective, we gave them a call.
Hi, this is Derek Braden from the Communications Department at the Salt Lake City Public Library. Salt Lake City's main library is one of the most iconic architectural gems in downtown Salt Lake City. The six-story curving, walkable crescent wall embraces a public plaza below, and the south-facing rooftop terrace features stunning 360-degree views of the Salt Lake Valley, including a great view of the neighboring Salt Lake City Public Safety Building and the Wasatch Mountains beyond. Enjoy the library's main atrium, the Urban Room, during your visit, featuring five-story tall glass ceilings that infuse the space with sparkling light. June 23rd through the 26th, Library Square and Washington Square, surrounding the adjacent city and county building, will play host to the annual Utah Arts Festival. During a visit to the main library, Young Living convention attendees can take in this event, featuring multidisciplinary artists working in a range of mediums, non-traditional contemporary works, music, and diverse culinary fare.
Thanks for the great suggestions. What's up next, Celeste?
The next thing on our list to see is Red Butte Garden. This is Salt Lake's botanical garden filled with native and cultivated plants. With a variety of gardens landscaped throughout, it's the perfect place to catch a breath of fresh air. You may even see some familiar botanicals. We talked to the communications director about it.
The nation's large botanical gardens with walking paths, water features, and hiking trails. Red Butte Garden is in the city's foothills with so much beauty to enjoy. When you're visiting Red Butte Garden, be sure to walk through the Rose Garden. You're going to see varieties and colors and enjoy scents. You're going to love the Rose Garden.
Our last item on our list for you to see is a piece of history, the Salt Lake City Self-Guided Tour. Learn about the settlement of early religious pioneers to the Salt Lake Valley by taking a walk around its historic center. On Main Street, you'll find placards about the street's history before reaching Temple Square, the city's point zero. Make a loop around the square before heading up to the Capitol. Now let's talk about what there is to do in Salt Lake City.
During your free time, we wanted to make sure you had a fun few options for things to do that are quick and easy. First off, for a view that can't be beat and a little exercise, head up to Ensign Peak. This 30-minute hike looks over the valley below and is where Utah's first governor and the Mormon Church's second president, Brigham Young, decided where the temple should be built. Thousands have hiked it since to connect with history and nature.
Secondly, are you looking for some fresh produce, breakfast, or other locally made delights? If so, check out Utah's largest farmer's market, the Downtown Farmer's Market at Pioneer Park. From the home chef to someone just looking for a quick meal, this place has something everyone can enjoy. We can't get enough of the locally made salsas and fresh fruit pies especially.
Okay, what would a trip be without some shopping? The new City Creek Center is home to affordable and high-end stores, along with some tasty restaurants. Gateway Mall focuses more on boutiques, specialty shops, and entertainment. But if you're looking for some locally owned stores or vintage finds, you'll want to hit Broadway. Along the street, you'll find art galleries, funky boutiques, and curated vintage and antique shops. It's a great place to score something unique.
We can't talk about Salt Lake without mentioning food, so foodies unite! Whether you're wanting a quick lunch between sessions or you have a fancy night out on your agenda, you'll quickly discover that Salt Lake has a buffet of options when it comes to delicious eats. So we went around the office and discovered a few favorites that are sure to satisfy.
If I had to go anywhere in downtown Salt Lake City for a nice casual lunch, I would definitely go to Spitz. It is a Mediterranean street food, super fun. When you walk in, the atmosphere is just casual. It's fun. They have this long communal table in the middle of the restaurant. So it's not just your group sitting with each other. It's other people sitting at the table too. And then, of course, they do have separate tables for your own special group. I got the Doner salad, but I would definitely recommend one of their wraps and sandwiches. They're amazing, and they're filled with different ingredients. Just thinking about it makes my mouth water. And do not forget to get the street cart fries. Definitely a specialty that you should get. You will miss out if you don't get them. They are delicious. The garlic aioli is nice and fresh and adds that perfect little bit of zest and flavor to the really deep richness of the street cart fries. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend going to Spitz if you are downtown.
The Copper Onion is amazing. It's one of those go-to special occasion restaurants for me and my husband. The menu's delicious. I guess it's what you'd call like a elevated new American, really conscientiously sourced ingredients, you know, local meats and cheeses and herbs. One of my favorite things on the menu is the ricotta dumplings. They're really subtle and delicious and herby. There's a crispy goat cheese salad, which is really unique. You'd kind of have to experience it for yourself. I'm not going to even try to describe it. The house burger is great. My husband will tell you that it's just like exactly what you want from a really good hamburger. And it also has a really great environment. It's got kind of a casual, comfortable feel that's also refined without being pretentious. The staff is really friendly, really helpful, and they'll let you enjoy your meal, enjoy your evening. You can just take your time and have a great conversation. It's also right next door to my favorite theater, which is the Broadway. It's locally owned, and they show independent movies. It's just kind of the perfect date, and I love going there.
So when you're ready to indulge your sweet tooth, you've got to check out a local spot called Ruby Snap here in Salt Lake City. When you walk in, it's basically like your mom's kitchen meets a rockabilly diner. They've got all your favorite comfort food cookies, but with a little bit of a twist. So if you're a traditionalist, you can go with the Trudy cookie, which is basically like a chocolate chip. But I love, you know, if I want something citrusy, my favorite is the Lola, you know, a little bit of lemon. Or if you really want to go out on an edge, you should try the Frida, which is basically this like chewy chocolatey cookie, but spiced up with some chili powder. I guarantee you're going to love it.
Tony Caputo's is a local grocer that provides a slice of Italy in Utah. If you need the best deli meats, delicious cold cuts, or want to explore some new flavors, this is definitely your place. It is in the heart of downtown, so don't miss it.
All these restaurants are within walking distance or a short tracks ride from the Salt Palace Convention Center. In your free time, we hope you enjoy some amazing food in Salt Lake City.
As you're getting ready to make your way to Salt Lake, we have a few fun and important tips to keep in mind. There are a lot of options for public transportation that are super easy to use. The best part of using transit is not having to worry about parking or driving in a new city. Green bikes, bike taxis, UTA tracks, free zones, and the Connect Pass are all great options if you're looking for ways to get around downtown streets. If you are driving, take a minute to familiarize yourself with the grid system. It's easy once you learn it.
As with any state, Utah has its fair share of quirks and unique traits that make us special. We proudly dip our fry sauce on our French fries. We make our milkshakes thick enough to require a spoon. Saltwater taffy is the real deal, and our honey is delicious. It is the Beehive State, after all. When it comes to being outdoors, you'll quickly see that Utahns aren't rookies. Everyone has their favorite trails. You just have to ask.
We can't wait to see you and for you to see our city. Head over to youngliving.com/podcast to discover more details about what we covered. Thanks for listening to Drop of Inspiration.